Brian, have you been a victim of racist abuse in the past?
Yes, I have.
And can you describe what happened and where it happened?
So I'm from Switzerland and I've played football all my life over there. I've had a few incidents. It would usually be either opposing players calling me racist slur and stuff like that. And I've also had incidents where people on the side of the pitch as well shouting racist, or like shouted some racist slurs. And then I've experienced like unpreferential treatment from a referee because of that as well.
Okay, so that's two things you've listed there. First of all, can you name the examples of the slurs? You know, what were you being called?
So it was in French, but like it translates like what are you doing here, Blackie, or nigger as well. Like, and it just in like they would insult me, which is like I guess fair enough, like in the context of football. But then like they just add the racist slur as well to make it even stronger.
And then you said about preferential treatment or sort of discriminatory treatment from referees.
Yeah, so it was an instance where there was a bit of a confrontation between me and another player, and the other player, like, I don't know, we were arguing about something, the other player pushed me, I pushed him back, and then the referee decided to give me a red card and give the other player nothing.
And how, I mean, some people would ask, how do you know it was preferential treatment? How do you know it was just not the referee?
Because, in some parts, so from where, in my region back home, some parts there are a bit more, like, in the countryside and a bit more conservative. And, like, you just know, some bits of where, around where I live, they're a bit more racist than in other bits.